I met three great individuals, including Jim, not too long ago, while attending a leadership course about self-expression. And since then, we've become a very close family and have benefited from our relationship. Today, however, I'm here as a board member and chairman of the newly formed Mongolian American Endowment Fund, by an incredible Jay Luce Foundation. The Mongolian American Endowment Fund will provide help to preserve and spread awareness of the Mongolian culture in the U.S. Our first task of the Mongolian American Endowment Fund is to create the Mongol House Project, which we all seen a little glimpse of. The Mongol House Project is the proposal of a culture center built around yurts, or gebs, as we say in Mongolian. The culture center will teach the Mongolian language, the culture, the traditions, along with culinary arts, sports, not only in our community, but to anybody who would be interested. Our greatest challenge that we face today is that our younger generations are losing their understanding of the unique Mongolian culture, and without a drastic change, they'd be left with no knowledge of who they are and what sacrifices their grandparents made to come to this great country. Kalmucks, the first ethnic Mongols to be admitted to the United States in the winter of 1951, originally migrated from the Western Mongolian homelands to the steppes of southern European Russia. Around the same time, the Pilgrims settled in Massachusetts Bay Colony. Like most Mongolian tribes, Kalmucks were once a part of the fabled Mongol Empire, established in the 13th century by the incomparable Genghis Khan. The first communal project undertaken by the Kalmuck refugees admitted to America was to establish the first Tibetan Buddhist congregation and worship center in the Western Hemisphere in November of 1952. The act of this communal piety arguably forever altered in the cultural, religious, and sociological tapestry of our host country, and impacted the escape of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, from Tibet 7 years later, and made possible the Dalai Lama's American debut in 1979. The Mongol House is a vital link between our older generation and our younger generation. Without this, I feel we may falter and continue their vision and aspirations. I once read, passion and patience becomes dedication. And when you have passion, patience, and dedication, nothing is impossible. Consider the Mongol House Project as a way to make a difference in someone's life and the life of the community. I invite everyone to be a stakeholder in this project, whether it be a financial stakeholder, a professional services stakeholder, or a volunteer stakeholder. The goal is to raise $1 million, with portions going towards soft costs, building yurts and gebs, and we also look to build a yurt business, with the remainder of the money going to hard costs of the project. I ask everybody, let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. Thank you. Thank you, Jay Luce Foundation.
Israel, is that you by the door? Get the guys in here because I have surprises in my speech. I want all the guys in here because what I'm going to say is, one, a lot of work for you guys, but two, it's going to change your life. So I need the guys in here.
Because
you were smoking in the bathroom again.
Hey.
I don't remember saying on stage, but that's fine. Okay, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, vision, future, long-term planning. In October 2034, the First World Congress of the Jacobs Foundation and its affiliated organizations will meet in Manhattan, disperse interest on our endowment funds, review our rich history, and chart our future. This will be 17 years from now, when I am 75, the year I plan to retire. We will pass the torch to the next generation of philanthropy, the leadership that we have nurtured for 35 years. In fact, the leadership on this stage tonight will be the leadership of our future. Tonight marks our 17th annual gala, and so now we are at the halfway point of my personal involvement in our collective humanitarian efforts. God, that's scary shit. Tonight marks 17 years since my child psychologist mother inspired me to create Orphans International Worldwide, and my father, a college professor, inspired me to create the foundation supporting young global leaders. Tonight, I am delighted to announce that we are stepping up, that we have launched our first endowment funds and are unveiling our first scholarship funds, thanks to Cecile and Dr. Kazuko, awarding our Claire Booth Luce Fund for international service, and recognizing, as always, our Luce humanitarians, Luce leaders, Luce fellows, and Luce scholars. Our World Congress will consist of graduates of our Young Global Leadership Initiative and will be supported by our dedicated global advisors and board of directors. Our Congress will convene in the proud tradition of Orphans International Worldwide, which held its first World Congress in Bali, Indonesia in 2004. Since the year 2000, Orphans International has been raising global citizens. Since the year 2000, we have held heroes out to our youth as role models, thought leaders and global citizens like Anne Frank, Martin Luther King, Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, Yitzhak Rabin, Rabindranath Tagore, Elie Wiesel, and Claire Booth Luce, among many others. Today, we continue to mentor the next generation of global leaders in the footsteps of these heroes. After raising my son, I am most proud of having developed a plethora of leadership training and opportunities for young people in New York and around the world to understand the importance of integrity, landmark note, integrity, honor, perseverance, benevolence, and of course, stewardship. Our history will remember the contribution made here over the years by John Lee, Nigel Roberts, who was unable to be with us tonight, and Tony Abdelghani. Through the stewardship report on Connecting Goodness, our online communication platform, we have developed an extremely strong program to mentor the next generation of leadership. We now have the Luce Leadership Experience with Georgia Nomikos, our students traveling to Greece, the cradle of democracy, our New York Global Leaders Lions Club with our district governor here, Peter Pergolis. Stand up, Peter, and say hi with your lovely wife. We like the Lions Club so much, we started our own club. We get bored easily. And to impart effective communications, such as the Global Leadership Toastmasters Club. Not to mention Project Wikipedia, where we continue to spotlight the individuals and organizations that have promoted these past 10 years through the Huffington Post. We now have the endowment funds that you've just heard of. We are creating a virtual menu of giving opportunities to repair the world. Conservatives in this family proclaim family values. Tonight, I claim those words in the name of humanity. Family values are indeed the bedrock of our foundation and through which our efforts of integrity, honor, perseverance, benevolence, and stewardship are accomplished. For those of you who are gathered here tonight are my family. Our board of directors are our family. Our global advisors, stand up. Who's the global advisor in this room? Any global advisors? Come on, stand up. Lots of global advisors. Are our family, our young global leaders are our family, and many, many of you supporters are our family. I know that I would give my life to protect any of these kids, and I know in my heart that you would do the same to me. Gathered tonight in this illustrious National Arts Club, thanks to Francis Dubois. guys too, and this is the important part. I say, why wait until October 2034 for our first book Congress? We have too much to do, and I'm still very much alive, and we want to get our family together sooner rather than later. Therefore, I announce tonight that stepping forward, we will convene the first World Congress of the J. Luce Foundation next October in Luce Hall of Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. And further, as of this afternoon, Yale University is going to play one of our young global leaders who's at Yale now to coordinate on their dime, which is really exciting. I want to congratulate again the leaders in this family, including Ben Chittagh, Ekwa Muzumbo, Georgia Nomikos, Joel Gislan, your last name Joel always kills me, Concho, Kazuko Tatsumura, Nigel Roberts, I'm almost done, whoever's calling me, you don't have to tell me the show, Noritoshi Hirakawa, Richie Higa, who's up at Cornell, he couldn't come down today, next time, Sylvan Han, Shivan Prasad, Thomas Amakora, and Kay, Sewang Yamu. Thomas, I just want to say that I appreciate you lending a sense of diversity to our stage tonight. It's nice to have a token straight guy up here. Once again, thanks to you, our family, we're creating community to raise global citizens, connect goodness, and most importantly, to uplift humanity. Thank you so much for coming. We'll see you in the fall at Yale.